everybody. Thank you so much for coming back. This is episode 2 of my radio show, Tez Talks Taxes. And with this show, I'm telling people a lot of things that they need to know about their taxes. I'm answering questions. I'm busting myths. I'm giving tax tips. I'm helping you save money. There's just so many things that are going on. And I'm hoping that you will be able to pick up something from tonight's episode. So I do have a special guest who happens to be a business owner, and he has a lot of things going for him right now. He also has quite a bit of success that we're going to talk about, and we are also going to answer some of his tax questions. But I do want to say that if any of you have tax questions, you can call 347-857-4302. Once again, that phone number to call me and ask tax questions is 347-857-4302. I don't want any of you to be nervous of calling me and asking questions. I get a lot of messages in my inbox, in my email, or on my social media sites, and I answer questions all the time. So please feel free to call in and ask a question. There's no such thing as a stupid question. You know, so no matter what it is, you know, feel free to call up and get that information that you need, because we want to make sure that you're getting back the right dollar amount when you file your tax return. Okay, so we're going to kick it off right now with a song, and then when we come back on, I'm going to introduce our first guest, and we're going to get real lovely. All right, see you guys in a minute.
Hit me. Lighting the sternum this time, see, baby. Shit, you've already know. You've already know. You've already know. Hustle music, yo, baby, got that motherfucking hustle music. So ride to it, y'all, vibe to it, y'all, damn. Goddamn, next to hit a nigga in his head with this one. I'ma paint the city red with this one. I'ma hit with this one. See you fucking with the ball, so toys, way before Christmas. No assistance, just that persistence with that commitment. If I don't get it, somebody gon' die tonight. I know my vibe is tight, and I deserve the throne. And if the kid ain't right, then let me die in this zone. See, I be riding, just riding alone. With my daddy on my mind, like you gotta be kidding. How the hell you ain't here to see your prince do his thing? Sometimes I wanna drop a tip, but no emotions from a king. She'll be, so I be who I be, that's me. That's Sweezy F, baby, and please say the motherfucking. So I be who I be, that's me. That's Sweezy F, baby, and please say the motherfucking.
Baby, you gotta know that I'm just out here doing what I gotta do for me and you and we eating. So bitch, why the fuck is you tripping? I'm taking these chances, my head to the sky, my feet on the ground, my fingers to the judge. If the money don't move, then I won't budge, won't budge. No, I won't budge, no, no.
Money is the motivation, facing the avenue, back touching the wall. Got the weed, got the gun, gotta run when I hit a bird call. Yeah. Hoppin' that thing and murk off, swerve off. You know me, they call me Birdman Jr. Anybody murderer and Birdman sponsor it. Phantom of the Opera, all black guap tent, locked in. I can let them shots out, you can't get no shots in. Bulletproof, leave a nigga with a bulletproof. Shoot you in your mouth, Leroy, they call them bullet tooth. I'm like, what it do, what it do? There's a full court pressure, I'm just going for the two. If I'm open for the three, I'ma take it in a second. Even if there's 1 second, I'ma make it, it's nothing. I don't take it for granted, I don't take it for nothing. I take it for what it's worth, to the dirt, motherfucker, yeah.
Baby, you gotta know that I'm just out here doing what I gotta do for me and you and we eating. So bitch, why the fuck is you tripping? I'm taking these chances, my head to the sky, my feet on the ground, my fingers to the judge. If the money don't move, then I won't push, won't push. No, I won't push, no, no.
Never kill nobody, I promise. And I promise if you try me, you gon' have to rewind this track and make me go back. That thing that go back, that
Boil a flat souffle. That act is what I perform amongst you haters. Got Nina in my palm and I'm masturbating. Black Peter Pan fly till I die. What you saying? Bathing ape, Eve, Saint Eve, so what I saying? Got me feeling like Scarface, like the Cohiba. Streets reply, I look right in a four-seater. You know I be out here right in a four-seater. South Florida, four seasons, four them hoes. And they all know how to cook it up. And look, I got some. And only one know how to bag, bitch, bundle up. See, it's a cold world, so homie, bundle up. We ain't on this grind for nothing, I get your hustle up.
Baby, you gotta know that I'm just out here doing what I gotta do for me and you. And we eatin', and bitch, by the fucking ship trippin'. I'm taking these chances, my head to the sky, my feet on the ground, my fingers to the judge. If the money don't move, then I won't push, won't push. Taking these chances, my head to the sky, my feet on the ground, my fingers to the judge. If the money don't move, then I won't budge, won't budge. No, I won't budge, no.
Just be that hustler music, young Weezy got that motherfucking hustler music, y'all. So ride to it, y'all, and vibe to it, y'all. I'm asking y'all, please, please, young Weezy got that hustler music, young Weezy got that motherfucking hustler music. Ride to it, y'all, vibe to it, y'all, vibe to it, y'all. It's real shit, man. It's real talk, man. It's how we do it, how we did it, how we done it, ayy. It's real shit, man. It's real talk, boy. It's how we do it, how we did it, how we done it. I ain't bragging, I ain't boasting, it's the way it go. I ain't bragging, I ain't boasting, it's the way it is. Better guard your kids, guard your face, better guard your body. We want the place, we here. Fuck bitches, it's young money, nigga.
So tonight, we are playing all Lil Wayne music from 2005 back. So you're going to hear classic Lil Wayne songs that we all vibe to at one point or another. And we're also going to get these fabulous tax tips. But now I do want to get into one of our sponsors. It's iCrave. And I need you to check out their line of fax t-shirts and hoodies. If you go to iCraveWear.com and use the code PREGAME at the checkout, you're going to receive 15% off. So once again, that website is iCraveWear. I want you to go and check them out. And I'll reveal a couple more of our sponsors during our next break. But right now, I would love to introduce a business owner who is located in New Jersey. And he has a very successful business. The name of the company is Pure Shot Studio, LLC. And how about you introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
How you doing today? My name is Daddy Love. I'm a videographer and a photographer. Owner
awesome.
Of Pure Shot Studio.
Is that you provide at Pure Shot Studio?
Well, I have multiple different services I provide. I do weddings, kids events, small music videos, commercials. Let's see what other things. It's anything in the range of photography and videography under that umbrella I can do.
Awesome, awesome. So tell me some tell me your success story, because I see that you have a lot of things going on, and I'm so excited that you're on my show right now, because a lot of business owners, especially when they first start out, they have this dream of, you know, reaching this level of success that you've reached. So tell us a little bit about the success story that you have.
Well, I started when I was in high school, and I just picked up, just self-taught, just watching other stuff online and just tutorials and stuff like that taught me how to do what I do now. And I think that's the reason why where I'm at now.
All right, awesome. So what is something that you have going on? I see that you have a series called Cold Summer.
Yes, Cold Summer is one of my new projects I'm working on right now. It's an urban web series based out of Asbury Park. It's based on it's a fabricated story about a guy named Jamar Summers just coming home from jail. His father was murdered, and he wanted to find out who was the murderer. And he just had different trials and error of life that comes with it, in that path that he's trying to find out who killed his father.
Wow. Okay. So what? You know, we know that as a business owner, you have to set yourself apart. That's one of the things that we actually help people do when we're analyzing their business plan. We're telling them to look at their strengths and their weaknesses. And one of the strengths are in setting yourself apart from your competition. And we know right now there's several, you know, series out there. So what makes your series a lot different from the competition that's out there?
I think mine is a little different because of the fact that I think my visual, like what I showcase, it's more like you can really feel it. So when you watch it, you're going to understand, like it's literally, you will feel, like, if you see it, you're going to think like you've seen that story before, happening before, or anything like that, because it's real life, like I just fabricated. So people want to watch it and be like, oh, man, I can see this happening, or I know something that happened like this. So it's kind of like it's touchy.
Nice. So everybody can relate, whether it's the love story or, I mean, are there love stories in this, or is it more so about this guy on his grind?
It's a love story. See, what I did was I basically I put everything into it. So it's love stories, it's comedy, it's drama, it's action. So it's all in one. So you can't really, I don't have a generic, what I can say is what is one. Is I put all of it in there so it can give people well-rounded of different things.
Okay, that's really good. I mean, that's exciting. And to be honest, I've seen several of your series, and I love them. And I see how they're different from others. So, you know, keep up the good work with that. You know, I did mention in our strips, because one of the things that, you know, I'm a business mentor, and one of the things that I do as a business mentor is I talk to people about their strengths and their weaknesses and, of course, like their opponents and other things. We call it SWOT, you know. And one of the other things you got to, like, pay attention to with the SWOT is, like, some of your challenges, which would fit into the weakness spot. So what would you say was or is a challenge? You could speak on a prior experience, maybe when you first started out, and or you could speak on a current experience. It's up to you. But we just want to hear something that you consider to be a challenge.
Is that pertaining to my web series or just in my business? Which one is?
Well, you know, in general, whichever one you choose to comment on is fine, because we know that they're all, like, the web series is part of your business.
Well, I mean, I'll say with business, one of the challenges is to know that a lot of people don't understand quality over quantity. So that's one of my biggest challenges right there. So, like, when people try to look for work from me, they don't understand I push for quality. So with quality comes more price, you know. Sometimes you pay more for better quality, you know. So that's a big challenge to people. Like my clients and stuff, that they don't. Some clients don't understand that, so they would look for a better, like, how can I say this? They won't, like I said, they won't understand the quality because they don't understand the field of photography or videography. So when people just think this is a camera, you coming out and recording or taking pictures, but not understanding the background stuff that goes on after you're done, you know. So that's a big challenge for me, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that photography is one of those businesses that you get into where you feel like, okay, either you have the talent or you don't? One of those things that you have to be born with it? Or do you think that somebody can, almost like singing, you know, Whitney Houston probably came out the womb singing, whereas me, myself, I don't think I ever can be a singer. Do you think that being a photographer is along those lines? Or do you think that somebody can acquire the talent over, you know, experience and time?
I think photography and videography comes with, I think you got to have a vision for one. Like, if you have a vision for things, I mean, it can kind of flow, but I think anyone can be a photographer or a videographer, because it's like a skill you can pick up. So it's nothing hard. It depends on how you showcase your work, you know, what range you want to stay in. Because like I said, I never went to school or anything like that for anything, no classes, no anything. So, and I feel like I'm doing great for myself, you know. So, I mean, others might have took classes and things like that, but I mean, it's different. However it works for certain people, you know?
Yeah, so you feel like, you know what, an artist, some people just have that talent to draw and to sing, but others have to, like, go to school for it. Okay, I mean, that makes plenty of sense. So, I mean, like, right now we are going to take a short music break, and when we come back, I do want to ask if you have any advice for people out there who want to be business owners and get into the same type of field that you're in. And I do want to ask you about any upcoming projects that you have and any tax questions that you may have. So that's going to happen in our next break or in our next session. So we'll take a music break.
Grown ups, in between, turning babies. Right about now, it's your boy, you heard, back again. DJ Manny.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh. Fresh.
Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, yeah. With Weezy Wee. Step up to the mic, dude. Do what you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you have here is brought to you courtesy of the young man, Young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for me is say this. Say, go DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
Say, go DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
Say, go DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
The hottest nigga under the sun. I come from under the Tommy. Bustin' the Tommy. You come from under your garments. Your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did. Now you know I played like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a hall of fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names. Hey, it's Cash Money Records, main a lawless gang. Put some water on a track, fresh for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is spasmodic, what they call insane. They need my motherfucking aim, I get dope, boy. And you already know that pimpin' 18, I'm living young and show that Bentley. Son of my paw, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. Oh, DJ, hit the blood.
Cause that's my DJ.
Cause
that's my DJ.
Cause
that's my DJ.
Cause
that's my DJ.
Traffic, rush hour, GT bent, roof is absent. Your bitch present with the music blasting, and she keep asking, how I shoot if it's plastic? I tell her, you see if your boy run up, she said back and cause I caught her back up, up a show. Hey, Big Mike, they better step their authority up before they step to a sergeant's son. I got army guns. You niggas never harming, young. Fly with it, my opponent's done, I'm done talking. And I ain't just begun. I've been running my city like Diddy, your chump. I fly by you in a foreign whip. On a throttle with a model bony bitch. Paraphony thick. Her hair is long as shit. To her thong and shit. Well, here we go. So hold on to this. Now let's go.
Hold on. Hit the blunt.
So go. So go. Residue and bones. in your residence with Rugas to your dome. Like, where the fuck you holding a coat? Holding your throat. Choke.
Okay, yo, 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 we're back, and this is going great. We're talking to a business owner. We're asking him about business advice and different things that he's going through and different successes that he has had. So we're going to continue on with this conversation, and I hope you guys are picking up tips from a seasoned professional who actually has a lot of success. But first, I do want to mention another one of our sponsors. I would like to mention Lit BKNY. I need you to check out their new hit movie, Black Panther. Their website is litbkny.com. Please use the code PREGAMEISLIT at the checkout, and guess what? You're going to receive 20% off of your purchase. So I want to bring it back around and say hello to Pure Shot Studio. Oh, by the way, did I even introduce myself? Again, I'm Tez, and you can find me on Instagram at Tax Expert. It's just that easy. Type in Tax Expert. That is my handle. I probably got lucky that day. Who knows? But it's Tax Expert, and I'm on Instagram. Find me, inbox me, message me, whatever you need to do. All right, let's get back to Daddy Love with Pure Shot Studio. And my question for you, what advice do you have for business owners who want to get into this industry that you're in?
My advice that I would give anyone will be just go for it. You know, sometimes you got to just try, and just people are scared to take that leap of faith. You know, some people think that you have to work a 9-to-5, you have to work for somebody else. But I feel like if you try and put yourself first, you can do it. You know, cause like I said before, I did this full time. I used to work EMT, so I used to be running up and down the roads and helping people, you know, and I never thought I could have my own business, you know. So once I put that in place and put that ahead of everything else, I mean, now I'm my own business, you know.
That's so dope. You know what? That kind of leads me to ask you another question real quick, because a lot of people are working a 9-to-5 job and they have a side business, and they don't know how to transform that business into something that's going to generate that 9-to-5 income that they're currently making at their job. I mean, what type of advice do you have for them at that point? Like, when did you know that it was time for you to take on this business and do it full time?
Just take it down.
Well, I think that I'm not really too good at taking orders from anyone. So that's the thing. Once I feel that I was getting bossed around, I said, yeah, this is it. This is it, you know. So I kind of work on my own schedule, do what I want, go when I want, and, you know, I'm not answer for anyone.
Yeah. Did you see, were you nervous during that time period of the transition, or did you feel like everything was lined up and in place?
Say that again. I'm sorry. It broke up.
No problem. I said, were you nervous throughout the whole transition, or were you more so like solid in the fact that everything was lined up and in place and the timing was perfect?
No, it wasn't definitely that. Definitely wasn't it. What happened was more or less like I kind of like pushed. Like I just was like, I couldn't take it no more. So I had to just basically just say, this is what I want, and then really did it. Because it was more or less like I had a 12-hour shift every day, and I wasn't working on myself anymore. I had all this time for somebody else's business, and I wasn't giving my own self my own dreams that I wanted to do, you know, things that I wanted to take care of. So I basically was like, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah. You know, a lot of business owners are at that point where they want to make that transition and they just don't know how. You know, it's almost like they're on the fence and they're rocking back and forth between both sides of the fence. And, you know, that would be my advice also to business owners out there who really want to get started up. You have to take that leap of faith. But, I mean, I think for a lot of people, the telltale sign that you're ready to go with your business is when you can't give 100% to both. When you have reached the point that you're so busy at your job, but you're also so busy at your business, and you feel like one has to go. You know, you've worked your way up and you work so hard to make your business grow so that you don't want that one to be the one to go. So I think at that point, a decision has to be made of whether you're going to jump in and take that leap and just pray that, you know, your income is going to soar once you're giving it your full-time energy, or, you know, just rely on the fact that, hey, you know what, if things didn't work out, the worst case scenario is that you're going to find another job and you're going to try to start that business up and let it boost again. Before I ask you the next question, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's more or less like consistency. Like, it's like you, whatever you put your most time in, just like a person that works at 9 to 5, you know, people work 9 to 5 and try to get up the ladder to be a manager or whatever the case might be, to work still work for someone else. At the same time that you're giving another business, you can give that same time to something that you have your dreams for, you know? So it's about consistency. It's about how much time you're going to put in for your own business and how much time you're going to go hard for yourself. Because that's what people forget about. People forget about themselves, you know? You kill your body working 40 hours a week or 60 hours a week, double overtime, whatever the case might be. And it's like you're doing it for someone else, you know what I mean? You can be giving that same energy to something that you love to do, but, you know what I mean, they don't think that they can do it. So a lot of people are scared that they don't think they can do it. Like, oh, I can't do that because, I mean, I got bills to pay. Well, listen, you still have bills to pay regardless of the fact. So that means you need to go hard or go home. And that's the thing. That's where I feel like people fail because they don't understand. They have the same thing on the plate. The plate doesn't change. You know, I mean, the plate's still the same. You still have the same thing on the plate. You just got to do it.
Do you think that people, like, making that transition, it might be good for them to perhaps get a business loan if they're not yet ready to make the jump, that perhaps a business loan would help them, you know, perhaps pay themselves that salary? Or do you think it's better for people not to start a business on a loan and be in debt? I guess it would depend, of course, on the type of business that they get involved in. But let's say for the photography business.
If you want to take a loan, I would take a loan. I never took a loan before. Like, everything I did was from ground up. I never took a loan. I'm not saying that it's not good to get one, but I never did. And the reason why I didn't is I don't like to owe people. So I'd rather just do it myself because the outcome is better, you know, instead of having knowing that you have something over your head that you owe someone, you know?
Right,
so that's kind of like a business loan is awesome, you know? I would have went that route, but I feel like it's just like an easy, it's an easy step, like where you, like, some people like to take the easy route, you know? Some people don't know really how to, you got to start from the bottom up, you know? So I feel like if you start from the bottom up, and then you don't need that, you know what I mean? Some people really, I don't think you really need it. They make it seem like you have to, but I don't think you need it, you know?
I guess it depends, too. Like, if a person's going into, say, if they're going to start a nail salon and they don't have the money for all the equipment and the chairs and, you know, and the space itself, then, you know, then a loan would be feasible. But in a situation, like you said, when if they could save their money and put it toward, you know, like the startup costs for your industry of business, it could definitely work out for them, just like it worked out for you.
Definitely, and not only just that, because everybody has their own way of moving. So, like, I was just lucky to just work hard in the time and fashion of what I did to kind of go hard. I wanted, you know. So, like I said, I literally worked 2 years straight when I was EMT, no days off, taking overtime, everything. And that everything I made, I put away to open up my own studio. And I just, like,
awesome.
No loan, no nothing. I just, well, everything I saved, I bought all equipment, advertising, marketing, and just paid for it all and then straight grind. Like, it's like people don't understand. We're in a time where social media is like the biggest networking platform you can have, anybody can have to win. You know what I mean? It's like before time, like, people didn't have it. You really had to get out and go do it. You know what I mean? Physically door to door, flyers and all types of other different stuff. Now you can go on social media and market
and it's easy.
Yourself.
Well, it's not easy, but it's It's not easy,
but it's way easier because you can I have people where I'm connected to where that's not even the same state as me, but it's social media, so it's kind of like it gives us connections where you don't even have to know someone that knows someone. Someone can point you in a direction so fast. It's so easy.
Right. Yeah, even like with this station that we're, on right now, it's international, which, years ago, back in the day, before the internet, when you would listen to WBLS or Kiss FM, it was just the area you were in at that moment. And as soon as you drive out of New Jersey, that part of New Jersey where you hit on the turnpike and now you're on the Philadelphia radio stations, or when you get to a certain part of New York and you're no longer able to get, Hot 97. But now it's like with technology, you could be anywhere in the world and everybody could be listening to the same thing if they chose to. So
yeah.
It's pretty amazing, But I did hear another small tidbit of advice that I think is very important that you said. You said that you worked at Verizon for 2 years, like planning. And the reason why I think that's so important is because a lot of times people think that businesses just sprout overnight, or you get up with it, you had a dream last night and you wake up and all of a sudden now it's like you're going to start a business today and it's going to be, a multi-million dollar business tomorrow. But reality is it takes time and planning, and you spent 2 years planning that out. That's very commendable, So I wanted to mention that. Now, I want to talk about your new and upcoming projects, and I also want to answer tax questions that people in your industry may have. But we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Weezy, baby.
You can't match that. Gotta be abstract. You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at. I see she wearing them jeans that show her butt crack. My girls can't wear that. Why? That's where my stash at. I put my mat down. That's where you lack at. She need a candle lit and I'ma wax that. I rekindled the flame. She remembered the name. It's easy, baby. January, December, the same. Mama, give me that brain. Mama, give me that good. Cause I'm the fire man. You hear the fire truck. On campus, it's the Birdman Junior. Money too long, teachers put away the rulers. Brought tune, not a cartoon. No shirt, tattoos, and some wall wounds. I'm hot, but the car cool. She wet, that's a carpool. Been in that water since a youngin', you just shark food. Quick draw, McGraw, I went to art school. Yeah, the light's bright, but I got a sharp view. Don't snooze, been handling the game so long, my thumb's bruised. Your new girlfriend is old news. You ain't got enough green and she's so blue. Get cash, money, breakfast, where dreams come true. Everything is easy, baby, leave it up to Weezy, baby. Put it in a pot, let it steam, let it brew. Now watch it melt, don't burn yourself, good. Yeah, Riding by myself, well, really not really. So heavy in the trunk, make the car pop a willy. Who? Weezy baby, you call me young baby. My money 360, you only 180. Half of the game too lazy. Still sleeping on me, but I'm about to wake them. Yep, I'm about to take them to New Orleans and bake them. Yeah, it's hot down here, take a walk with Satan. Come on, mama, let the car to make ya. Toss it like a fruit salad, strawberry grape, yeah. They ball when they can, and I'm balling by nature. Addicted to the game like Jordan and Peyton. Y'all in the racing, me, I'm at the finish line. Been running for too long, it's time to give me mine. Straight down your chimney in your living room is I. Weezy, allergic to wintertime.
Songs right now. That's a classic, and a lot of people may have forgotten about it and everything. So we are doing good. We have Daddy Love still on the line, and let's see here. We are going to talk about your upcoming projects, whether it's for your business or whether it's for your web series. But I do want to mention our third sponsor. It's ME Productions. So I want you to get your video project started for, it looks like there's a sale here. Actually, there is a sale of $200. And all you have to do is email heyme.tv@gmail.com with the code TezTaxes. NYNP in the subject line, and you get 50% off your future product. Your future projects with ME Productions. So we're going to get back in line with Pure Shot Studio LLC, and tell us about your upcoming projects.
All right, so my upcoming projects. Well, like right now, I'm working on my web series Cold Summer. I'm working on my next episode 8. That'll be finished within this month coming up. But my next project is I'm shooting a movie. I don't have the title or the name of the movie yet, but that's my next project that I'm working on.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. And let me ask you something. How long on average does it take for these projects to be completed when it comes to shooting movies or, you know, web series?
Well, web series, it depends because I have, like, so many different cast members, so I'm on their time. They're not getting paid, so we're all just basically just working together to try to build something, to make something out of, you know, nothing. So it's more or less, like, depending on how their schedule are and trying to put it together to make it happen. So more or less, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks of time. And sometimes it's faster if I push them to say we get a certain date, and that's the date that we're looking for. But, you know, but 2 weeks is max.
Right. Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was about to say 2 weeks at max, depending on like for like a 40-minute episode.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, you know. All right, so we are now down to the infamous question that a lot of people probably ask. Talk to me about, you know, being a business owner and going through the motions with taxes, you know, like what are some things that you think new business owners need to know, whether it's based on your own personal experience or just things that you've heard from other people that you've networked with? What are some things that you think business owners need to know?
That's a good question right there. What I would say is basically, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I guess it's more along the lines of you asking me to, and then I'll answer the question. More so like, okay, Tez, this is what business owners don't know about this. And then I'll, you know, be able to say how that's related tax-wise.
Say it again.
I guess it's more along the lines of you letting me know what you think business owners might be lacking, and then I'll answer the question tax-wise. Or you tell me what some of the struggles were for you or for people that you knew, you know, when they first started the business, and then I'll talk about the tax effects of that.
Yeah, so basically how to prepare.
Or if it's easier, you tell, you know, you ask a tax question, if that makes it easier.
Yeah, so maybe I can ask a tax question, maybe. What will be a way to prepare the taxes for LLC?
Well, so that is a very long question. It's a short question, but it has a very long answer to it. So we probably have to break it down into different parts, right? So I know that you're set up, for example, as an LLC. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know the reason why you set your business up as an LLC?
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people don't really know why, or they'll set it up as one because of the fact that they think that it's a limited liability company, because they want that limited liability, right? But if limited liability is the only thing that they're going for, what's wrong with just getting business insurance to cover your liability costs or the cost of you getting sued? What's wrong with getting maybe $1 million or $5 million of business insurance and setting yourself up as a sole proprietorship to, you know, to have that issue? With an LLC in New Jersey, not only does it cost a little bit more to set up than it would a sole proprietorship, but there's also an annual fee. A lot of business owners do not realize that every year they have to pay that $50 annual fee. There is no way out of it. Even if a business owner like doesn't pay it, it's still going to accumulate over time, and at some point it's going to double, and you know they can't even close their business without paying that fee. So that's one of the things. But as far as an LLC, if you just want the comfort of having limited liability, then go for it, but keep your business expenses separate from your personal expenses. That's another thing that people, you know, have to be aware of.
Okay.
What are some other questions that you may have? None as of yet?
None of yet. Yeah,
you're making
none.
This easy for me.
Yeah, I'm stumped. That was like a good question, you know.
You know what? I tend to do that. I'm sorry. I shock people a lot of times with my questions, but you know, it's all fun and games because at the end of the day, everybody has not everybody. Let me rephrase that. I think at the end of the day, the same questions that you may have or want the same answers that I'm giving to different scenarios. So it's a good thing, you know. So we'll come back with more tax advice after this music break.
Yeah.
I'm looking like a star, bitch. When you see me make a wish, holla at
with your motherfucking ball, J.R. Birdman, my paw, bitch, ball, brand, born rich. Dear Mr. Toilet, I'm the shit. Got these other haters pissed, cause my toilet paper thick, I know. But tripping at 40, make a chip out of potato head wimp. Then like ranch, I dip. And the hustle was all muscle, just strength. When it comes to that weight, I don't struggle, I just live. On I got my hand on the game, yeah, I make the grip. 100 grand in my fist, same on my wrist. Get key money from a quarter, blame it on my wrist. I whip coke like hoes, nigga, I'm a pimp. Lil nigga about to rape the market. If we talking about money, baby, now we talking.
Money on my mind,
yeah.
Money on my mind,
fuck
bitches.
If you know how, in the heart of the summer, we need a snow plow. What you know about that, baby? It's showtime. Coke transactions on the phone, we call it blowjob. Yeah. Too fast for the feds, too cocky for the cops. That's a ditch, my old bitch. Getting sloppy with the pot. Yeah. Hopping off the boat, meeting Poppy at the dock. What up? Tell me I'm gaining weight, I tell them I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Money over bitches, I'm yelling it to the grave. Developed at a young age,
what?
Go after what paid.
Yeah.
These combined the sunshades, block the sun rays.
Yeah.
I drop a car note in the mall. All on the first date, I gotta get it even if it's in the worst way. That cake like it's my birthday. New Orleans, my birthplace. You heard me, where money's more important than the person.
Money on my mind,
yeah.
Money on my mind,
fuck bitches.
Money on my mind,
fuck bitches. Up blunt, thinking about my next dollar. I'm digging in the game, trying to get some money out of. I'm so vain, it's a problem. There ain't a stain on these products. I'm just being modest. Got me a goddess, sure how to divide it. She's still down and she don't get none of the profit. We're around the city, let the tents tie me. That's a cold motherfucker, whoever inside it. Forever symbolizing the grind, it don't walk. You, I make it run like horses do. Get it up, baby. If he got it, then hit him up, baby. I know it's crazy, but I can't get enough, baby. I love it, I fucking love it. I'm a self-made millionaire. Fuck the public. I ride to myself, cause I don't fuck with nothing. Pistol on my lap on the way to the money.
Hey, it's me. I'm back, and I just want to say that you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Tax Expert, and I have Pure Shot Studio here. Would you like to share your social media information so people know where to find you?
Yes, my Instagram is Pure Shot Studio. That's for photography and videography. If you want to catch up on my latest web series, it's _cold_summer_web series, which is also on YouTube called Cold Summer. You can check it out. The latest 7 episodes is out right now. And that's it.
Do you also have like a Facebook page, or do you prefer for people to actually follow on Instagram? Like, which one is the best place for them to follow you, or Twitter? There's so many different sources.
Yeah, I just have Instagram or Instagram is fine. Or my website is www.pureshotstudio.com.
I mean, Twitter or Snapchat anymore for business?
Well, I don't use it.
Neither do I.
Too many social medias to keep up with. It's kind of like if you have the same people on social Instagram, then you have the same people on Snapchat. It's like they'll get it. You know, it's like why have the same? It's like I don't get it. So
you know what's crazy? Like I somehow got logged out of Snapchat and I can't get back in. But and I just said, you know what? Forget it. I don't feel like creating a new name or anything. But my daughter uses Snapchat all the time, and I feel like that's not my target market. You know, I'm not looking for teenagers, you know, with my line of business. I'm looking for adults. So that's why I kind of stayed away from Snapchat, not saying adults aren't on there, but it's more like I think the majority of the users are teens. So maybe that's why it's like, you know, Snapchat is just, for us, not an option so much, you know. But, yeah, so I do want to, because one of the questions you asked were in regards to why have an LLC. So I do want to get some tax advice on that. But I do want to know first before I start, do you have any other tax questions?
No.
No? Okay. So we're going to start on this one, and I'll give the answer to it. And then after that, we're all done, and we'll play our last song to conclude the show. So, again, a lot of people pick LLCs because they're popular and they just know that it is a limited liability, you know, entity. However, an LLC is not incorporated. A lot of people get that confused. It's a company. So LLC stands for Limited Liability Company. All right. A single member LLC would file their business taxes on their personal tax return. That's another plus of it. So if you are a single member LLC, which means you're the only owner of it, and it's tax time, but you lost time job, and say at your full-time job you earn $75,000 for the year, and you have a $10,000 business loss with your LLC, well, your net income is going to become $65,000 because your business loss affects your, you know, total income on your tax return, which is one of the great benefits of having an LLC for that purpose. But I think personally, just from my experience, a disadvantage of it is having to pay self-employment tax. Now, do you think, I don't know, I'm just going to ask this question. It may be a tough question. I don't want you to answer what it is, but I want to ask you, do you think people, a lot of business owners know what self-employment tax is?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah. This is funny. Yeah, do you think a lot of people know what self-employment tax is, a lot of business owners?
One more time.
Do you think a lot of business owners know what self-employment tax is?
No.
All right. So self-employment tax, you actually know what it is, but you don't know the terminology for it. So when you're working a full-time job and you're receiving your W-2 pay at the end of the year, I mean your W-2 tax statement at the end of the year, you're going to see on there where you have Social Security and you have Medicare. Well, Social Security and Medicare combined is called FICA, and that is what your self-employment tax is. The difference between being an employee and being a business owner as an LLC is that when you're an employee, you only pay half of what it costs for the FICA tax. But when you're an LLC, you're paying the full 100% cost of that tax. So, you know, there not only will you see tax on whatever income you have from your LLC business, but you're also going to get employment. So I hope I, you know, explained that in a good way for people to understand. Now, I do want to just share a little tidbit of information because not a lot of people look toward S-Corps, but if a person were to go down the route of having an S-Corp, you pretty much avoid paying that self-employment tax. The only thing about an S-Corp is that you will have to give yourself a general, not a general, it's called a reasonable salary. So the best way to find out what your reasonable salary is, and this is if you're operating the business, you would just Google perhaps businesses that are in your area and what the going rate is for the position that you hold and see if your corporation can afford that rate. Now, I do want to recommend that people get a tax professional. The reason why is because you shouldn't be calculating these numbers on your own unless you really know what you're doing. Because the IRS can go and consider some of these distributions that you have, salary, and then you're going to get hit with taxes, you know, all your payroll taxes. So it's good to know, like, what you're doing. I'm going to post some information on my website in regards to an LLC versus an S-Corp so that people can go and just pick up this article. I'm actually going to have a workshop, and it's going to be, I believe the workshop is March, let's see here, I believe it's March 23rd, which is a Friday. It's in Newark, New Jersey, and it's at the Small Business Administration, which is 2 Gateway, Newark, New Jersey. And 2 Gateway is actually attached to Penn Station. There is a free workshop. It's with the Small Business Administration. I will be there, and I will be talking about the differences between an LLC and S-Corp, a C-Corp, and a sole proprietorship and a partnership. All of those entities will be discussed. I will be telling you which one has the best advantage and, you know, for what your needs are and which one may have the disadvantages for your needs. So there's going to be a ton of information. But in the meantime, I'm going to post some things on my website, which actually is www.oneononetax.com. That's oneononetax.com. So I think that we've answered, you know, a lot of questions, a lot of unasked questions out there from people in regards to, you know, how to set up their business, how to structure things, and how to, you know, get started, how to just take that leap of faith. Do you have any last-minute words that you want to share with people who, you know, would like to be where you are?
What I would tell people is just don't give up. Just go hard for yourself. Don't get brought out for your goals. Don't let no one buy you out for your goals that you put for yourself.
Awesome. That's good advice. Thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing your experiences and, you know, even like giving awareness to the company that you have and to this the projects that you have going on. We really appreciate that. And hopefully, you know, when you have your next series coming out, you can come back onto the show and tell us some more about it. So we hope to hear from you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you. You have a
You're
good
welcome.
And nice one. God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. And we are going to end the show with one last song. And before that, I just want to say you guys can follow me on Instagram, which is Tax Expert. That's my name on Instagram, Tax Expert. Thank you for tuning in to Tez Talks Taxes. I hope this was helpful. Have a good night, everybody.
You need to get it. Pete don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be. But it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night. But if he wanna go, he'll be gone, no lie. I can't explain how many times.
they gon' be like, damn, that's hot. And when they play it in the club, they gon' drop their tops like, damn, that's hot. They gon' mix it with Biggie, it was all a dream, like, damn, that's hot. Me and Keisha gon' stop to the dick, don't pop, like, damn, that's hot.
Not understand why I take my time to come without the buzz, trying to get me to see the where you trying to be.
Kim, don't stress him. Yeah. Kick them all straight to the curb like Becca. Broke up with my ex, he with her for now. But little do she know, she's just a rebound.
Right.
Calling my phone, she's so out of pocket. I've been there before, girl, you need to stop it. When he's with you, he's wishing it was me. You might be where he's at, but I'm where he wanna be, baby.
The way you should, then let it go.
Don't stop to the tick, don't pop like damn, that's hot.
Yes.